Bill Olet, Managing Director of the Martin Trust Center for MIT Entrepreneurship, author of the book Disciplined Entrepreneurship, 24 Steps to a Successful Startup. Mr. Olet, what is the most common mistake to avoid for a startup?
Well, I'd say there's a few. The first one is that people focus on the idea, and they think if they get an idea that they have a successful company. Ideas are cheap. They're easy. The hard part is how do you take that idea and how do you commercialize it? How do you build a team around it? So rather than focusing on the idea, people need to focus more on the team and then the execution of it. And in the execution of it, the biggest mistake they make is they don't focus. They try to do too many things. So it's really about focus. As a small company, you don't have a lot of resources and you don't have a lot of time. So focus is incredibly important if you want to be a great company. You have to be disciplined about who your customer is and who your customer is not.
And how much can the environment affect the growth of a startup? And there are differences between Europe and the USA.
Right. I think one of the big things is if you build a small medium enterprise that's just focused on local demand, you're very subject to the ebbs and flows of the local economy. But if you build something where you can export, you can sell around the world, you have a much better chance. And we really encourage people to come up with some innovation where they can sell it locally, but they can also sell it throughout Europe and potentially throughout the world. And those types of companies have a much stronger base. It's much harder to do that. But as far as doing that, it's harder in some ways in Italy because of this fear of failure that if you do something wrong, that, you know, you're not going to be successful. I mean, my first company was not successful. It failed. But that's how you learn. If you want to be a great entrepreneur, if you want to do something that someone's never done before, you have to be willing to put yourself out there, and you have to be willing to fail and compete again. There's no great athlete that has never lost in what they do. What makes athletes great is they push themselves further and further and further, and they do have setbacks. And likewise for entrepreneurs, you have to push yourself. And so this culture, you have to be willing to accept failure. You have to be willing to try to shoot for the stars and do something ambitious. And you have to be willing to give up control of your company if you want to make a great company. We say you can be king or you can be rich. By rich, we mean having a great company, having an impact on the world. But it's very hard to be a rich king. And so you have to understand, if you want control, well, then you're going to probably have a small company. If you want to build a great company, you have to be willing to give up some control. And these are all cultural things that vary. And I think those are important. Relative to economy, relative to access for capital, yes, it is easier in the United States. But I've seen a lot of great companies that have come out of very remote places, you know, be it Pakistan, be it Finland, be it other places. So there's no reason why great companies can't come out of Italy, and they have. If you look at Geox, the shoe company, it came out of Italy, and it's done extraordinarily well.